Hello, I'm John Hilliard, an associate editor with SearchSolidStateStorage.com. If there's one thing that vendors like to push about solid-state storage, it's speed, speed, and more speed. While traditionally that meant augmenting disk-based storage with SSD, vendors are increasingly looking to deploy solid-state on PCI Express cards within servers. But what are the pros and cons of PCIe-based solid-state? I'm on the phone with Mark Peters, a senior analyst with Enterprise Strategy Group in Milford, Massachusetts. Mark's expertise focuses on storage systems, including all things solid state. Mark, thanks a lot for joining us on the podcast.
That's my pleasure, John. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Well, we'll just jump right into this. With the obvious speed assets of having solid state storage directly tied to the PCIe bus, people looking at this, is it worth switching entirely to PCIe-based solid state at this point, at least for your hot I/O needs?
An interesting question to start with, John. I think the fun answer, the glib answer, would be to say, hey, if you've got buckets of money and no constraints, then of course you might like to do that. But let me give you a more intelligent answer. Solid state is not one thing, and I think all too often we view it as such. Now, in your intro, you've already pointed out that, you know, initially we had solid state drives, and now we're getting people talking about putting PCIe into the in the server. And I think what we'll end up with, quite frankly, we've got used to having a hierarchy of spinning drives. We will have a hierarchy of solid state too. It only makes sense. So, you know, if everything were the same price, then we would put everything as high up the hierarchy as we could, maybe even higher than PCIe. Maybe we'd go straight to DRAM. But it has a range of prices, and there are a range of prices with solid state and a range of performance, so we'll end up with a range of solid state. So no, I don't think it's worth switching entirely to PCIe right now. It has its place, and people will find that place based on price performance, as they've always done.
EMC's VF Cache and its upcoming Project Thunder, which basically puts flash cards in a purpose-built appliance, are two obvious ways of implementing this technology. For existing server environments in the short term, do you expect any kind of adoption of PCI-based solid state added to existing equipment?
I think that, again, the dollars play into the equation. People will decide what to put where. But the challenge is, and this is obviously what, you mentioned VF Cache and Thunder, the challenge has been with some of the current implementations, the lack of shareability. And so I think, you know, will people wait? I think they'll wait for more shareable options, and or there are also a number of companies out there talking about software that provides this without buying a complete appliance. So you get that more flexible, malleable, shareable use of what is, after all, still an expensive resource. And so that, I think, will determine the rate at which people move into these various areas.
Just following up on that, you mentioned the shareability. What do you see people looking for specifically in that regard?
Oh, well, what if you have, particularly in a virtualized environment, which is more the norm these days, the last thing you want is to buy an expensive piece of resource, whatever it might be, but in this case we're talking about solid state, to have that essentially trapped in a physical server. If that server needs to move, or whether it be physical or virtual, if it's linked to one and can only be used by one, then that's a problem when you need to migrate data or move off to a different physical server, those sorts of things. And so it's that flexibility that people are looking for.
Obviously, the shortcomings of solid state, it's great for reads, but every write operation slowly wears out the storage device itself, would apply to a solid state in the on the PCIe. With the hard disk form factor, OSs have various methods like trim to kind of lengthen the longevity of these drives. What's out there for, you know, solid state in the server, basically, you know, to keep these things lasting as long as possible?
It's a quick answer, John. It's essentially the same thing. There's firmware to increase the longevity of the drives, or of the media, I should say. Sorry, getting the two things confused. So it's essentially the same. You need to manage that. You see various terms. Some people talk about write amplification. Some people talk about read and write amplification, by the way. But life amplification is what you're really looking for, getting more life out of the media as a whole. By the way, there's one other thing I wanted to mention, which I think is also interesting for the listeners here to appreciate, which is that one of the advantages of solid state is you typically know when it's going to die. And so I like terms like elegant death. If you know when, sounds a bit morbid, but if we all knew when we were going to die, we'd do better planning for ourselves, wouldn't we, for life insurance or when and if we spend our money, but we don't. And so that's what makes us all confused and, you know, making plans not based on finite information. One of the great things about solid state is you do know when it's going to die, when it's reached a certain number of typically write cycles, read cycles maybe too. And so you can plan around that. And system manufacturers, whether it's a drive or a card, also deal with that. So it's not just a matter of worrying about its longevity, but the fact that it has a particular number attached to it, a particular, you know, death, if you like, actually also makes its management easier. So I don't think that's something that people need to be too concerned about.
And what about the PCIe itself? You know, is this something that we talk about how it is, it's a faster connection than, say, you know, your standard, you know, eSATA connection in a hard disk form factor. But are there any type of limitations that PCIe puts on solid state, or is it really a moot point for what you're talking about, what we're talking about here today?
Yeah, I think it's pretty much a moot point because, as I say, many of the same pros and cons apply to not only other forms of solid state, but ironically, again, let's remember, we forget all the things we've done with spinning drive to get over all the problems they have. I mean, that's why we got to RAID. That's why we have short stroking. That's why we do many other things with hard drives to get around all the problems they have. It's just that we're used to them and think that's the norm. So we tend to focus on the downsides of all these categories. But I don't think PCIe, to get to the point of this discussion, PCI has anything different to worry about. And just remember, the one other thing I think very important, if it's not really in the question you asked me, but I think it's one thing I'd like to get across, is, you know, with all these, whether it's PCIe or out in the storage, it's speed is great, and you started in your introduction by saying it's speed, speed, speed. Speed is great, but speed isn't always an end in itself. It can also be a means to an end. And because whether you have it in the server or whether you have it in the storage, because it takes some strain off the rest of the system, and because it's so good at utilization and performance, that can actually allow you to have an improved overall price performance for your entire infrastructure. So I always like, when I'm talking about solid state, to talk about the economics and the value as well as just the performance. Nice as the performance is.
All right. Well, Mark, thanks a lot for taking the time to talk to us today about PCI-based solid state.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And for the latest in solid state news and tips, be sure to check out our website at searchsolidstatestorage.com. I'm John Hilliard, and thanks for listening.